Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. This is Mary Meckley, and I'm a meditation teacher who shares a different meditation technique every single day on the podcast. And each technique is customized around a weekly theme. Well, in today's meditation, we have a special guest with us. And this guest is Ari Mizell, and he's been on the podcast before, and many of you really enjoyed his Less Doing, More Living book. And Ari has written another book. It's a brand new book, and he's going to be sharing all about it. It's called The Art of Less Doing, One Entrepreneur's Formula for a Beautiful Life. And Ari is a great person to be sharing these tips and techniques, because what he is best at is teaching people how to optimize, automate, and outsource literally everything in your life and business in order to be more effective. So with that, I'd like to say, hi, Ari, welcome.
Hi, Mary. It's always a pleasure to hear from you. Actually, it's always a pleasure to hear your voice, honestly.
Thank you. Well, many listeners know about you, but I think the interview was last year, so we have new listeners. If you'd like to share just a little bit about your story and how you got started on this less doing journey.
Sure. So and forgive my voice, I have a little bit of a chest cold. I guess after college, I started working in construction in upstate New York, and I was doing a development there, and it was a very unhealthy lifestyle, and I was working my butt off like 16, 17, 18 hours a day, and had a lot of stress. And at 23, I was diagnosed with Crohn's disease, which is a chronic inflammatory condition that affects the digestive tract. It's considered to be incurable, and it's a very painful illness. And I got very quickly to a point where I had been working so hard, and now I was sick and weak, and some days I could barely do more than an hour of work a day. So I had to figure out a completely new way of getting things done. And part of that was inventing a brand new system of productivity, which I would call less doing. And a lot of that is based on recognizing that stress was a large component of my illness and the ailments of a lot of people. So I needed a systematic way of dealing with stress while also getting more done. So less doing was born of that. And as you mentioned, I basically help people optimize, automate, and outsource everything in their lives and their businesses in order to be more effective.
Well, I know a lot of the listeners are completely into what you're doing here. And I also want to mention that Ari is a father of four young children. And he also is very physically fit. And so he walks and talks what he shares. And it's not just something like, oh, what a nice concept. He truly lives this. And he's created a system and a strategy. So I'm going to leave a link, of course, as always, to all the references and resources. You'll want to check out Ari's book, The Art of Less Doing, One Entrepreneur's Formula for a Beautiful Life. So what can you tell us just a little bit? I think one of the most important parts of what you share for me was the concept of an external brain. This was a big game changer for me, and especially for people who don't necessarily feel like so comfortable with apps and technology. And this, for me, creating my external brain is in Evernote, and that's what you recommended. I listen to whatever you recommend, and I try it out, and it works so beautifully. And many of the listeners know that I struggle with a lot of tech issues. Well, I've moved past hurdles by implementing what Ari has recommended. So can you talk a little bit about the external brain?
Yeah, of course. So the concept of the external brain is just, it's very simple. It's that we don't have the biological capacity to keep up with everything that's going on in our daily lives, our tech lives, the inputs that are coming in from thousands of places that they never were before. So we have to have a way of offloading that stuff. So at the very basic level, the external brain is note-taking on steroids, basically. So even if you're not using a technology solution, the point is that people tend to judge their ideas a little bit too much before they even want to take them down in note form. And that's a big problem. So a lot of people have an idea and then they want to think about it, and they want to sort of like formulate it a little bit. And then the phone rings, you know, or a baby cries, or the pot starts boiling, like whatever it is. And the problem is that because of the pace of the things that are happening in the world, you actually really need to set aside dedicated time to think about stuff if you really want to do it effectively. So when you have an idea in the moment, you really need to capture that as quickly as possible. And I mean, like, immediately, because otherwise it's going to be gone and you're going to really, you're not going to have that idea at your fingertips anymore. So if you do that with pen and paper, it's fine. I prefer text solutions such as Evernote or Dropbox, or depending on what form you're taking notes in. Evernote really is the best thing for taking notes, because you can take notes in any form, whether it's a photo or an audio recording or a YouTube video, whatever. But the key is, don't hesitate. Don't judge the idea. Just get it out of your head, because you may have an inkling of whether or not the idea is good or bad, but you really can't possibly know if that idea will ever be relevant. We don't have that kind of foresight.
So the external brain, that's a huge concept to help people move forward. And I like how you say, just capture the idea in the moment, because many times I think even with meditation, people will feel like everything has to be perfect. And so then they don't end up meditating. And
I felt like that, honestly. You were the one who gave me that permission, I'd say, to not do that.
Yeah. And so I think it's important to have, you know, a meditation ritual that's a little rough around the edges. And as you're suggesting, to have your life and the way you live it, your ideas, and even the way you take care of your health, to have it at your fingertips to be able to access it. It doesn't have to be a certain time where everything is just perfect, because that time may not come. And if you can just do what you can do a little bit at a time, it all adds up. So I like that, what you share. Can you tell me also a little bit about tracking? Because I never really was into tracking before. And I don't really enjoy looking at information or statistics. And so for me, the idea of tracking was kind of like, I don't know if this will work for me. But I have to say, this was the game changer for me. Because if you don't really know what you're dealing with, it's really hard to improve or make changes.
What are you tracking now?
Well, I am actually tracking what I eat. So I'm trying to eat a little bit more protein and different things. I'm trying to eat more meals that are less inflammatory, because I'm recovering from an injury. And so I just, you know, I'm really tracking that. And that was something that I just never would have done before, but it's been very eye-opening. And I'm tracking a couple things too. I'm also tracking where I spend my time when I'm working on my business, because I find that I'm wasting a lot of time. Many people, I go down a rabbit hole, you know, I'm looking for some information and then something catches my eye and then, you know, I go for that and it wastes so much time.
Yeah, well, and also those distractions are just like, they're exhausting on our brains. There's really not much we can do about that other than to try to avoid it.
Yeah. What do you recommend the best way for people to track? If somebody was to just get started right now on less doing, what is the first thing that you would recommend that they do?
So now the thing is, tracking food is great. I mean, you can track anything. That's the truth, is that once you get into the tracking mentality, it just, and you'll appreciate this obviously from a meditation standpoint, but really what it does is it brings awareness back to what's going on in your life. And funny, because I feel like in a lot of ways, the tracking actually allows me to be more present in certain situations, because I know what's actually happening and what I'm getting out of it, what I'm doing. So whether you're tracking your sleep or your food or how much time you spend on email or the phone, which you can do with apps like Rescue Time, once you start to track information, even if you don't necessarily do something specific with that information, you're at least bringing that awareness back to it. And I truly believe that the antidote to stress is control. And that absolutely gives you a level of control over that information. Because a lot of times when people feel overwhelmed, they don't even know why they feel overwhelmed. They just, oh, I just have so many irons in the fire. Or I just have, it's like, there's all these expressions that just make people feel busy and overwhelmed, but they don't know why.
It's really true. Yeah. I think, you know, with meditation, people feel like they don't know really what to do. And if you haven't tracked or you haven't brought this awareness to it, then like you said, you don't even know what you're dealing with. You don't even know what you're doing. People think when they sit down to meditate, they're supposed to be, you know, just suddenly, instantly calm. But you actually have to do some things in order to get yourself, you know, in that kind of a state where you transition and relax your mind. So I think tracking is kind of like a transition. It allows you to kind of stop and see, you know, what's going on, and then you can transition and make some changes with it.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I want to ask you too, what is an example of someone that might come to mind, or even a personal example where you've been able to really apply this and see some significant results just by doing simple things in your professional life or somebody that you've worked with?
Sure. So we're doing, I mean, one of the things that we offer with the Lesser Union Virtual Assistant, we really do everything, or we'll take on any project. So we haven't had to say no to anything yet. And that's been really interesting for us, not only in terms of the services that we've offered clients, but really what we've seen that people need. One of the big ones, which, you know, we're podcasting right now, is podcast production. So many people want to have a podcast, and they have information to share, or content to share, or knowledge to share, and they just have no idea. And the truth is, podcasting is a fairly easy medium to work with. You can certainly do it at a higher level than I think some, you know, you can do it very basic, you can do it at a higher level, but just the podcasting medium itself is very accessible. However, a lot of people just don't have time for the nitty-gritty. And myself, the first time that I did the podcast, my own podcast, it was taking me 14 hours an episode to do everything. And so I was doing one episode every like 6 weeks, you know, and you were putting out a podcast episode every day, which I still can't even imagine having. And so that's a big one. I think that probably we're producing like 24 podcasts at this point for different people. And that means that the talent, you know, or the person who we want to make it so that you can do just the thing that only you can do. So that 5% of the work. And so you record it, put it in Dropbox, and then basically you're done. Not basically, you are done. And we can then take the file, we can do the audio editing, any music that needs to be done, custom graphics, posting it on a blog, show notes, transcriptions, social media, newsletters, everything. And it really soup to nuts. So that's a huge one for people, because not only in that case, what I love about that is not only are we just simply making people's lives easier, but we're allowing possibly really helpful information to get out to the world that might not have been able to do that otherwise. So that feels really good.
Yes. Well, I just want to mention for people, because I didn't mention this in the introduction, but one of the many businesses you have is you have a Less Doing virtual assistant business. And I joined the Less Doingness a few months ago. And as the listeners know, I've been working hard to get out an app and a membership site. And thank goodness for the Less Doingness, because they've really taken the tech off my hands, especially I had some big tech issues that I really wouldn't have been able to resolve. Even when I hired a couple people on my own, I didn't really know, it's not my specialty, I don't know what to look for. Well, when you, I'll link to all of this for those of you who may be interested. The Less Doingness are really like a personal assistant. It's a personal assistant for your business or a personal assistant for your life. So if you make a lot of appointments, or maybe you have many children, their schedules, you can literally have an assistant help you with anything that you need help with. And so I think that because Ari and Nick together, who do the Less Doing virtual assistants, they really know what to look for. And if they don't have the answer, they have a whole team that can find the best resources for you. So this has been a huge boost to me. I've used it for my business. I haven't used it personally yet, but I plan to do that. And so with that, though, can you tell me what an example, just on a personal level, with somebody who's really moved forward using this Less Doing approach with yourself or maybe somebody you've worked with?
Sure. I mean, so we do a number of things for people personally. If you think about like a lot of household management stuff, so we actually can, even though we're virtual, we can arrange for in-person real life things. So keeping people's houses stocked with the foods that they liked, or meal delivery, arranging for errands to be done like dry cleaning, or having a plumber come fix a sink. We can arrange for all those kinds of things. We've actually had several clients who use the VAs for accountability for their meals and their workouts. So they have a task where a VA will call them every single day and find out, you know, did they work out today? And they'll even record that information for them. So whatever the barrier is, we can remove that.
It's a lot of fun too, because I think that for me, and that's one reason why I'm tracking, is we don't realize how much time we waste trying to find the answer or waiting on hold. And so when you have a less doing assistant, it gives you your time back, and you know that you're going to find a really good resource to help you with whatever you need help with, whether it's for your business or personally as well.
Exactly.
So can you tell us where we can find more about you? You have a podcast, and you actually have a second podcast too.
We have a second podcast launching actually on September 7th. It's going to be, so the podcast is the Less Doing Podcast, but the new one will be called Optimized Automate Outsource. And so the new one will just be me and my co-host and my partner, Nick Sonnenberg, talking about all the interesting developments in productivity tech, new apps, new services, any new studies, and sort of like the things that are happening in our business that might be relevant to others.
Yeah, that's great. So Ari's podcast is really great. He keeps you up to date on anything happening to optimize, automate, or outsource your life. And you can also find his book. I'll leave a link to that at the website. So if you go to sipandohm.com, and our meditation theme this week is actually slow down. So we are going through some of the principles in your book to help us to slow down as we meditate and apply these principles to our own lives. And so you can find that. And also you can find Ari at, it is the lessdoing.com. You can find him there. Ari, thank you so much for meeting with us. And as always, it's just inspirational to know what the potential is out there that I think we don't even explore. And as far as managing our time and our resources,
you've
really been groundbreaking in this field. And thanks so much for all you do.
Well, and thank you for all you do, because it made meditation actually accessible in my life. So thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. Well, take care.
So that is the interview with Ari Mizell, and I want to thank you so much for listening. But before you go, I want to mention to you that as we continue with this week's slow down theme, slow down is not about slacking off. It's actually about optimizing yourself enough so that you can slow down and do the things that you enjoy doing the most. Spending time with your family, taking care of yourself. So many of us neglect ourselves because we're too busy and we often put ourselves last. So as you go throughout this week's series, please keep in mind that slow down is not cutting back on your work. It's not doing less. It's doing more, actually, of the things that make your life meaningful. And it's doing it in a smart way. And as Ari suggests in his book, it's a way to automate, optimize, and even outsource your life. Outsource it whether you have a personal assistant who's virtual, or whether you outsource it by taking advantage of a lot of the free apps and resources that are easy to use but make a tremendous difference in your life. I think the most challenging part for me in the beginning was setting up these systems, because I hadn't really considered doing this virtually. But once I set up the different ways that I would keep track of my work and the way that I would start working from this point onward, and the way that I would keep track of how I care for myself and all the different areas of my own life that are meaningful to me, then I moved forward quickly. So in Ari's book, The Art of Less Doing, he has a wealth of resources and apps and how to use them and what they do. He gives real life examples of how this could work for you in your life. Because sometimes when you go over to the website or app location and it will say, yeah, this will help you do this. And you think, oh, that's great. But then you think, well, how will I actually use that? How could I actually take advantage of that in my own life? And I really think that's Ari's strength, is making this tangible for your everyday life. At least that's what it has meant to me. I've been doing this now for about a year and a half, and it has been one of the biggest changes in my life recently. It's improved the way that I do pretty much everything. So that's why I wanted to interview Ari again and to share this with you. So I want to thank you so much for listening, and I'll be sharing with you in the upcoming episodes of this series ways that I personally use some of what Ari shares in his book and how that can maybe make a difference in your life as well. You'll always have the meditations to help you slow down. So I congratulate you on your slow down journey. And as always, you are so worth slowing down for.